Okay, Rabbi, we're about to begin a new sugya. Definitely coming off of some of the yisodos that we spoke about in the previous sugya. So let's just get ourselves reacquainted to why we're talking about what we're talking about. Sometimes we get so sidetracked what we're talking about, we forget how we got there in the first place. It's probably life. It's a general problem in life. People forget where they came from, what the goal is. We're trying to remember what we're trying to accomplish. So we were analyzing the concern of a person not performing bittul chametz. If a person just did bedikas chametz, just went down the route of bedikas chametz, what could possibly go wrong? Assuming that he does a good job. Well, maybe he didn't do such a great job, and he may end up finding chametz, you know, that he thought he had checked for. Lo and behold, he's going to find that chametz. What's a gefelach? So give him a vat on the chametz when he finds it. No, not so simple. Because that's what the Gemara says in the top of the Mar Mikhaim, this first of the Mar Mikhaim, is the Mashkachas in the Basri Surah. The terrible tragedy that may occur is he's going to find the chametz yachas mani surai, and at that point it's too late to do bittul. And why is it too late to do bittul? Mevatel chametz, the third day chametz, it was so terrible. No, you can't be mevatel. You know why? And here the Gemara formulates the Rav Elazar shtei dvarim shishaladim, etc. Since it's einu b'shusha shaladim, therefore you can't be mevatel the chametz. So we spent the first half of this week trying to understand what the significance of that statement is. Rabbi Elazar was not addressing bittul yachas mani surai. That wasn't Rabbi Elazar's goal. Rabbi Elazar was addressing how is it that the Torah gives us this phenomenon called by Rabbi Matzai if the chametz is einu b'shusha, again, with ktsaisim, with raiviz, with ritvah, with chasam seifin, all the different nuances as to what prompted Rabbi Elazar's observation. But whatever it was, a chareikik losakol, chametz is taka einu b'shusha shaladim. And since in the world of pure dini mamonos, kedem the chiddush haTorah by Rabbi Matzai, in the world of pure dini mamonos, it's einu b'shusha shaladim. That is ultimately in the obstacle that is going to prevent the person from being mevatel as chametz nachas mani surai. And it's that line in the Gemara. It's that therefore that requires a lot of work. And that really sets the stage for this sugya. What exactly is the therefore? Because it's in the b'shusha shaladim, therefore you can't be vatal it? Why not? There's a missing piece in this puzzle. Why not? So it's in the b'shusha, whoop-de-doo. I can still be vatal it. So, l'chora, the answer must lie in one of the different biurim that we spoke about in the beginning of the week. Obviously, there is some chisor in a bialos, to some degree, in chametz and Pesach. Whether you formulate the chisor in a bialos in terms of not being shalai like the raivin, whether you formulate it in being ena b'shusa like the ktsis, whether you formulate it in saying that chametz is different because it's only been in the oilam and therefore it's not really yours like chamsayif. The nuances are different, but the common denominator is definitely the same. That in the world of Cheshen Mishpat, there is something lacking in chametz. What that is, what the lacking is, how much that affects other Yisrael, I don't know. But according to Aleph Pshatim of the first half of the week, there is something lacking in Dinei Mamonos in chametz. And it is that deficiency in Dinei Mamonos, it is that lack of complete and total bialos in Dinei Mamonos that is ultimately responsible for the therefore you can't be mevatel it. And I still want to understand what the therefore is. Because the Chora, we now have to take everything we spoke about at the beginning of the week and go back in time to a few months ago, take everything we spoke about in the past, and hopefully there will be good Chazor now. It's getting closer to Pesach now, so it's almost Shloshim Yom, not quite, but just about there. And go back to the ABCs of Bittul Chametz. It's what we spoke about time and time again. And understand, what is it about Bittul Chametz that requires a degree of bialos that is clearly deficient? So what is bittul chametz? So come on, we should know the answer to that question. So let's take the easiest pshat of bittul chametz, the simplest pshat, the pshat that doesn't require any psukim, doesn't require any lumdus to it. It's just a plain and simple chaleis in dinim aminus. Who is that? Which sheet is that? The easiest. Taisus. Taisus of the Dalet of Abayis made the following equation. We all know from the Hamid days that Shachoyeta Ravta Rosh Lachemish HaGavaya, you can have Hektish's Chomet in Yerushas, you can have Agoy's Chomet in Yerushas, and therefore, by extension, you can have Hefkis Chomet in Yerushas as well. It says, Tai system is the Pasuk for Bittul, there is no Makor in Chomet for Bittul, it is Muvan Me'elov. There is a Makor. It's the same Makor of Hefkir. Who remembers what's the Makor for Hefkir? Who taught us the concept of Hefkir? Vishtait is the parish of Hefkir in the Torah. What? Shemitah. The Rambam said it's patterned after the Darim, it's Lo Yachel, but the Makor for the institution of Hefkir is by Shvi Yistish Metenu Natashta. Yeshacha Natisha Chereshi Kazoi, Heviyam Izu Hefkir. See, we shall. So the Torah definitely addresses, definitely recognizes this chaloshay of hefker. And Taisha said, when Chazal said those magic words, b'derais and vitav yamasagi, all Chazal meant was to invoke the regular parasha from the imamunus of hefker and say, das is bittul. That's what bittul chometz is. That's why, at some point in history, a word was added to the bittul chometz, which is the punchline, namely, kehefker kafidiyara. In the old texts, the Bittul Chometz appears in the days of the Ge'enim, you don't have the word Hefker, but according to Taisus, it's got to say Hefker, that's the Ika Chos Menasek, of course it's Hefker. Now, even within the world of Hefker, we saw a further breakdown. We saw Taisus, who called Bittul Chometz Hefker, and didn't get too stressed out about it, didn't lose too much sleep over calling Bittul Chometz Hefker. We saw other Rishonim, also subscribed to Bittul Chometz being Hefker, but got very, very stressed out about it. Namely, the Ra'an. The Ra'an has 3 points of contention with the theory of the Baal Yotosis. Remember back on the first day of Shia, of Aleph of an Aleph, opening Ra'an, the Ra'an had 3 kashas on Tosis. How are you talking that Bittul Chometz is Hefker? What are you talking about? What's lacking? So many things are lacking. What's lacking? You don't even have Dibur. About the Balibai. Maybe. Okay? Number 2. Even if you have Dibur, you don't have what? You don't have the Lashon Hefker in there. Okay, maybe. And what was the 3rd kasha in the Ran? According to Biyasi, the Tana tucked away in the 4th back of the Darim, Hefker doesn't really work, doesn't take effect until the other guy picks it up. And you don't have that Bittul Chometz. So strike 3. 0 for 3. Now again, none of these questions that the Ran poses are absolutely earth-shattering for all Rishonim. There are some Rishonim who will say that, well, who says that Bittul is belayed? The Gemara not doesn't really mean belayed. What does belayed mean? What does belayed mean? It means a whispering of the Meshmili Ozlam. It's like Chris, you have to scream from the rooftops. Some Rishonim say such a Rishonim. Others may say that this kind of hefker works belayed, even though normally Dvarim should belayed with Dvarim. Manishtam of this hefker? Maybe it's what Dvarim should believe of Lev Kolodom, right? Maybe it's something that everybody agrees to, everyone knows the person wants to do this. So maybe on these circumstances, even Dvarim should believe works to be mafkir, possibly. Machnafrayim said such an idea. The Lashon. Lashon. It's words between friends. Rabbi Yossi, the Tana Rabbi Yossi, the Pasuk Rabbi Yossi. And even Rabbi Yossi, the Pasuk Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says that version of Rabbi Yossi is not even the accepted version. There was one possibility, but that's Rabbi Yossi. So all the bomb kashas that the Ran attacked the Baal Yotosis with, how are you talking? It's Hefker. It can't be. Not everybody else was so concerned with those kashas. But even the Ran never really rejected Tosis. The Ran just reformed and repackaged Tosis. Who remembers? What did the Ran say to repackage Tosis? What Gemara did the Ran quote? By golly, make it a complete circle. Which Gemara did the Ran fall back on to repackage, reformulate Tosis Shita? The Ran says, when you have something that really belongs to you, and you want to be mafkaret, then you have to be mafkaret prepared with the proper lashon, and you need zechiyah of the acher, according to Biyasi. All the details of it. When you be mafkaret something that, we just lost it. Wait, coming back. Hold on, reconnecting. Okay, back on. Wait, I think I'm still muted. Hold on. Hold on, guys. Hang in there. Okay, we're back on. You guys can hear me? Okay, great. So even though the Ran had issues with calling Bittul Chametz plain and simple hefker, he had no qualms calling it a reformulated, repackaged hefker. A hefker that's necessary on something that you don't really own in the first place. Since, you know, easy come, easy go, since the standards of ownership on Chametz are so schwach to begin with, because it's Enebish Shalom, therefore we can remove that quasi-new Chiddush HaTorah of ownership with one easy step. Just say Bittul. Don't even say it, just think Bittul. There's no Dibur, it's the wrong Dibur, it's the wrong Losha, it's not it. All the kashas are not kashas, says the Ran, because it's a repackaged, reformulated hefker. But hefker it is. Acharekich leisakol, the Ran still buys into the world of tesis. There is a change in the moment is happening. It's not a regular rule of hefker, it's a repackaged hefker, but it is hefker nonetheless. So bein lefishit is a tesis, that Bittul Chametz is plain old, simple old hefker. Bein lefishit is around that it's a repackaged, reformulated hefker. L'chora, I understand Agamar. I understand the therefore in Agamar. You can't be mafkir when you don't have violence on. And therefore, if Chametz is truly a davar she'ein b'shus shalom, whatever that means, so I understand why I can't do the chalois hefker on it. Because Bittul Chametz is a chalais of dinim amenis. Bittul Chametz is not a rechaya. Bittul Chametz is chayshin nishbot. Bein lefi atayt ben the Iran, it's chayshin nishbot. And if it's chayshin nishbot, then I need bailus. And once Rabbi Elazar taught me, enim b'shus ha-shal adam, it's nish bailus. I am learned by Rabbi Batzai, don't bother me, that's a gzeres ha-kosa, but it's not real bailus. Once there's no bailus on it, so the corollary of there not being bailus on it, the corollary of the first week, the first half of this week's shiur, is the second half of this year. Namely, if it's not really yours, and that's why you shouldn't have been over by Rabbans, because the deficiency in your bailus, that very same deficiency in your bailus prevents you from being mafkirt, because we're talking the language of Chesh Mishmat. Now, what I just said, L'chora is true, bein lefi ha-raivid, bein lefi ha-ptois, bein lefi ha-chsam soif. Because at the end of the day, you can't be mafkirt what you don't own, according to the raivid. So we know you don't know. According to the Ktois, you can't be mafka what's in a b'shusoy. That's a b'feresh Gemara. Even according to the Rashi, who says you can sell dvar m'shen a b'shusoy, you can't be mafka. That's a b'feresh Gemara. What's the difference between hefker and mechira? You got to work that out. It's another time, another place. And bein lefi chasam sefer. Even though chasam sefer claims other yisurin are yours, full fledged yours, but chametz is not. So chametz is just totally even right. But my son, not yours. It's not shaloi b'chlo. So we're 3 for 3 here by batting 1,000. Everything works well, everything is hunky-dory, assuming that Bittul is working with the mechanics of hefker. Either Taisa's hefker, the Ran's watered down hefker. But once we change course in the sugya of Bittul, once we fall back on other mahalchim and Bittul, what are the other mahalchim and Bittul? Let us by who Rabbi Yisai, which great Rishonim had a very, very different understanding of what Bittul Chametz is all about. Who took Bittul Chametz out of Chesh Mishpat and put it right back into Archaim? Two great Rishonim. Rashi and who else? Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi and Avdalam Mebeis. Bittul Chametz is Xeris HaKos of Tashbisu, Tavatlun. And the Ktsois taught us back in previous Ktsoisim that Rashi Davka did not go down the route of Hefker because of Rashi's whole theory about what Hefker was or is not. That was parenthetically the problematic toast in light of the toast that we read this week. That was the steer that we never really resolved. We're still waiting to Rav Sternbruch's grandson to give me the final answer on that one. Those who remember, I think we spoke about that a few months ago. But one thing is clear, Rashi is an Erechayim man. Rashi is not a Chesh Mishpat person in the Sugya Bittul. Bittul is a Rechayim. The Rambam, identical to Rashi. The Ram says, how do you know Bittul? It's Tashbisu. Eizi yesh basa mor v'teira. Rambam perek beiz loch alam. Eizi yesh basa mor v'teira. She yivata b'libo v'yom 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 Which other great Rishon could we probably, possibly at least, put into this category of taking Bittul out of the formal realm of Haknos and Hefkeris and Bailos and that kind of stuff? What other great Rishon probably? Probably Ramban also. Because the Ramban was the one who coined the phrase Maskim Daitu Adas HaTorah, remember? That he's signing ditto to the Torah. Signing ditto to the Kavanah HaTorah, to the Das HaTorah, is a religious experience. It's not a monetary, it's not a legal statement. And therefore we have a whole group of Rishonim who took Bittul Chametz out of the legalities of the Dimamanis, took it out of Chesh Mishpat and placed it back in Rechaim where it belongs. And it's according to those Rishonim that Agamah L'Chor is impossible to understand. Because the very premise of our Gemara is, because chametz is not yours in Chesh Mishpat, therefore you can't be mevatlet. Vavosnet, why not? What is preventing me, according to Rashi, Ram, and Ramban, from being mevatel something that I don't own? I could still be mesiach da'iti from it. I could still be mashbisit. Is it mashbisit where b'teir? Is it bittul? I could still fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisit. What is it? What is that deep, dark secret about the fact that it's not yours in the Dimamanis that somehow inhibits you and prevents you from being mevatel? Holzman, that Bittul is not rooted in Chesh Mishpat like Teiz and Naran, it's rooted in Arachayim, like Rashi, Ram, and Ramban. What is the missing link in this sugya? So the Chora, there's a tremendous yisoy that's emanating from our sugya, according to these Gedol Rishon, Rashi, Ram, and Ramban. Whereas I thought that if all I'm trying to do is something religious in nature, ritualistic in nature, not mumminous, not legalistic in nature, what do you need bailus for? Apparently I'm not correct. Apparently, the halacha recognizes this model that to do something to an item, to make some effect, to make some change in the status of the item, even though the change is not legal in nature, that also requires bailus. You have to have the koyach of mamonis, the koyach of bailus, to do something to an item, even though I'm not selling it, I'm not giving it as a gift, I'm not being makdish, I'm not being mafkid, none of the regular rules of Chesh Mishpat are taking place, but just to be a fact that I'm making some kind of a religious change, ritual change. Since when can I walk around and doing changes to somebody else's property? That also requires bailus. And that's what the Gemara means. Bittul chametz is not heftel. It's not known as not chesh mishpat ki hu zeh, not a shred of chesh mishpat to it, according to Rashi, Rambam, and the Rabban. And afal b'chein, you cannot do something, even in Arachai, even in Yisav HaHeter, unless you're in control, unless you're in the driver's seat. You're the bailus. And it's felt in your bailus. If it's lacking in your bailus, then it's lacking in your ability to do this particular change, so to speak, in Urachayim in your day. Do we have a precedent? Sort of bizarre concept. Do we have a precedent for this? Some of you may be wondering, did I give you the wrong Mamekemis when I gave you a Rambam in Hilchos Tubas Eichlin and a Rashi in Ramban Latayre about Heksha Eichlin? Probably some of you may have been wondering, like, what happened here? Who here was wondering that? Okay, so here you are. Let's see if we can put the connected dots. So there was a parasha, sugya, and chumash that appears in parasha Shmini, called Tumas Eichlin. A lot of different things are subject to Tumah. Eichlin is subject to Tumah. Mashkin, perhaps, is subject to Tumah. Kalim is subject to Tumah. People are subject to Tumah. A lot of things are subject to Tumah. When it comes to Tumas Eichlin, the Torah has a gevalt kechidish. The Torah says not all food is subject to Tumah. The Torah says it in two places. That an article of food, an item of food, is only mekabel tuma if before the davra betame came into contact with it, it was hukshel kabel tuma. It got wet. chiyuter mayim al zera. Mikol ha'oich l'sheyach l'yovei lov mayim yitur. It has to first have hechsher, and only after it has hechsher, then it's subject to din of tumah v'tahara. So the time Masechta in Mishnayis, the Masechta is machshirin, or revolve around these two words in Chumash. The parasha from hechsher, chiyuter mayim al zera. Even though the Torah only speaks about water, the Teshuva Be'ah tells us that there are other mashkin that are also like water. Famous Rosh HaTevis, Yad Shoch Adam, that Dam is also machshir sometimes. Shemin is machshir, Chol is machshir, Tal is machshir, Dvash is machshir, Mayim is machshir, seven mashkin are machshir. So all the intricacies, all the details of Hilchos Hechsher are all rooted in like two words in Chumash. Mayim al-Zera, three words in Chumash. Comes the Rambam in the second of the Bar Mekoymes in Uchastu Masayich Lepek in Beis Lach Aleph and writes, Kol Hechsher, Divrei Eichle, all the dinim that we're discussing, Divrei Kabbalah Hebepi HaShmu Alamdu. This is all Teshuv HaPeh. In the Teshuv HaKsav, there's almost nothing about it. The concept is alluded to in Teshuv HaKsav. But all the details, all the halachas that flush out the parasha from Hechsher, Eichlin, all mipi Hashmu Lomdu. So Zer Shenema v'chiyuter mayim al zera, Echad ha-mayim v'echad shay shiva mashkin. It's all of Teshuv HaPeh, all of Hashem Sinai, seven mashkin. And then the Ram begins to talk a little bit more. For who? She yinosin aleihem britzoin ba'ilim v'yachas sheneku b'nekarka. Says the Ram, three halachas he just doing in one phrase, one half sentence. In order for Hesher to be valid, it has to be something that is willing. I want it to happen. I'm interested in my food getting wet. I'm interested in my food getting exposed to a liquid. It has to be Beratzon. And whose Ratzon is critical? Ratzon HaBailam is critical. It's not enough that somebody else is going to take my apple and make it wet. No. I have to want it to be wet. You require Ratzon, you require Ratzon HaBailam. V'yachas sheneku b'nekarka. And the food has to be detached from the ground. If the apple got wet when it was connected to the tree, this is Nishken Hechsher. How do you know that? It's not the Ram, easy. If the apple wasn't touched by rain, then the tree didn't grow. I mean, the apple's not growing. Everything connected to the ground gets touched by water. So how could the Torah say, if it got wet, then the din isn't makabel tum? Everything got wet. So it has to be that the food was detached, and the water has to be also detached, kind of water, not attached to the ground already. Another halacha. So the Rambam says it's muvon mi'elav, and again, this is very shemishnayis and gemaras, that Hechsher doesn't apply kol zman b'chublakai. But that's easy. So we don't want to talk about that right now. We want to talk about the other two things the Rambam said. The Rambam said there are two other halachas that govern Hechsher. One is that it has to be l'ratzon, and one is that it has to be b'ratzon ha'ba'ilam. So the Rambam writes both of those din in b'lishim chaylik. One of them appears in the Gemara, and one of them not. Anyone know? Which did appears in the Gemara? The Rambam says Ratzon, and you need Ratzon HaBailam. The Gemara says Ratzon. Mishnah, you say Ratzon. The fruit got wet that I wasn't interested, I really wanted to remain dry. This is Nishken Hechsher. So that's me Ratzon, that's me Ratzon. Anyone know what the source of the din of the Ratzon is? So the Torah says, in Parashat Shemini, B'chiyutan Mayim Al Zera. How is Yutan spelled? Minus a vav. Chiyuta babazera yud tof nun. So the correct halachic pronunciation of the word is Yutan. If the Balkar will say Yitain, I will have to correct him. But the Gemara says in the beginning of El Metzias, famous Gemara in the Sukkot of Yesh Lamidas, the Gemara says that the fact that the Tevar is pronounced this way, that's a Masorah that we have, each Misha Mesh Rabbeinu, that you have to read the word Yutan, but it has to be written without a vav. If it's written with a vav, the same time as possible. So you have to write it, ki'ilu it's pronounced yitain, but it's pronounced, l'mai says yuta. So that's what we call mikra and mesaira. The mikra, the kriya is one way, pronunciation is one way, and the writing, the Masoretic text, is the other way. A little scholarly. So here the Gemara says that we have a special tradition that sometimes there are stiras between the Mikra and the Mesorah, and then you have to figure out what the din is, you know, what's the Kavanas HaTaira. Here the Gemara says that the special Teshmapet teaches us that both are true. That what if a Hechshir happened, it need not be done by the person themselves, it could even be B'chiyuta. So that means, let's say, I could have a basket of apples sitting on the ground, and it starts to rain. I didn't pour water on it. I wasn't yitin. It was yutub. Chiyutub, I was there. What happened by itself? But for the fact that the Torah Davka left out the letter Vav, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu dictated letter to Moshe Rabbeinu, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, don't write the Vav. Moshe said, what? But isn't it pronounced yutub? Yes, pronounced yutub. Tell the Bekur is yutub, but tell the Sefer yitin. You have to write without the Vav. Why? To teach us that even though the din is yutub, you don't need a formal Nesidus Amayim, but just as if it would have been Yitain, Yitain is always Bidas. Obviously, Yitain means I'm doing it, I want to do it. I generally don't do things I don't want to do. So if the pronunciation would have been Yitain, like it's written, I would have required that Heksha only applies when I physically do it myself. So comes the Torah and says, Yutan is the MS, but Yutan do be the Yitain. My Yitain Ladas, of Yutan Ladas. My Yitain Ladasai, of Yutan Ladasai. So just as the word yitain would have conjured up the image of actually really wanting it, so too yutan is sufficient, but it's also got to be ladas. That's the din hilchos tumah. That's the klal of mishnayos gemaras. Belishim chaylik. But the Rambam added something that does not appear in the Gemara. What was the word the Rambam added that does not appear anywhere in the Gemara? What is that? That the Ratzon has to be the Ratzon HaBailim. What if it's not the Ratzon HaBailim? What if I go ahead and I take your apples and I am thrilled to wash off those apples? I am so happy. I am jumping for joy that these apples are getting wet. The Rambam says that's not called Heksher. Heksher requires Bailus. Bailus, you need Bailus. Where did that come from? What kind of loch is that you need Bailus for Heksher? What's this Heksher that requires Bailus? Is Heksher Eichlin Cheshe Mishpot? Is Heksher Eichlin Mechira Nesina Hefker Hakdosha? Heksher Eichlin's a din. Heksher Eichlin's a halach. It's a chalais and a food. That this food is now subject to a din X, Y, and Z. Something has to occur for that din to kick in. Says the Rambam, it's Muvam Me'elav. I can't create dinim on your property. Not only can I not create cheshe mishpatik adir, but hefke hektesh, but the seed and the chira on your property, I can't even create sinataras adir on your property. So rotzon means rotzon abayim. Those are shita sirambam. Now, let's fine tune this Rambam for a moment. The Rambam really means that. I can't create dinim to your property. That's your question. What if you have an apple that you washed off and you're thrilled about it being hukshul kabel tumah, and I take a dead mouse and I touch it to the apple and you're screaming, get away from that mouse. You think the apple is tummy or not? Of course it's tummy. It's the shayla. It's a Purim Torah says that. Of course it's tummy. Why? I can't create dinim to your property. Why is that a joke, that question? Those who learned with us last year, Bas Mechal, a little bit of chulun sugis. Your cholent is cooking, and I walk over and I pour some milk with your cholent. You're screaming, get out of here! It's not trif. It's kosher. It'd be a good cooler. Tibas Chalav only applies if it's the Bailam put it in. It's a joke. So what's going on? Rambam just told you this word Bailam. The Rishon, other Rishon don't accept it. Gemara doesn't say it explicitly. The Rambam added it on. The Rambam, move on, Me'elav, look the Rambam. You need the Ratzin of Bailam. I can't create Dinam of Arachan, your day, and Tumah V'Tara to your property. How in the world can I be Metama, your tires? How can I be Treif up your kitchen? What's the difference? This Din of Heksher does not only depend upon a maiseh of Nesidus Mayim, It also depends upon what? About a mindset. It requires ratzon. That everybody agrees to. Even the non-Rama people agree to that. That's the Pasuk Chumash, Yiten and Yutan. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai the word Yiten Yutan, he explained to Moshe Rabbeinu this concept that Heksha requires Ratzayim, requires Ratzah, requires an agreement, requires will, requires something that I agree to. So the din of Heksha is not a din that's Naveh just from a Maisa Heksha. It requires a Machshav Shabbai as well. When a dead mouse touches a food that's ready, Hukshel Kabal Tumah, you don't need any Machshava. If the mouse fell by itself, I don't even know the mouse fell on it. The mouse just was walking in my barrels and then in my apples and it dropped dead in the barrel of apples, so the barrel of apples didn't come to me. You don't need a machshav, you don't need a... I agree, but Maskev Zayin to the Tumah. Tumah is Neveya from a Maisa Tumah. Hechshir is Neveya from a Maisa combined with a machshava. So if Maisa machshava tchila, that's a din. In Hechshir, it's not a din in Kabbalah's Tumah proper. What the Rambam is saying is that Chalaisim in Orechayim Yerideya and Huchas Tumah V'Tahara is a Vehater that require machshava. Whose machshava registers? Obviously, the Torah only gives credibility to the machshava. It's like Habaylan. I'm going to be mechayshiv something about your property. That doesn't make any sense. I'm going to put my two cents in about your property. When it comes to Tumah, when it comes to Bas Mechalov, which I did him that neveh from a maisa. The maisa happened. The maisa happened. Doesn't matter who precipitated the maisa. But Heksha, which is goof and told in machshava sa adam. The Rambam says, oh, Machshavas HaAdam. Which Adam? Stomach. The Svara. The Adam was the Bailam. I'm going to do a Machshava on your property. It doesn't make any sense. So we fine-tune the Rambam a little bit. So now that we discovered this Rambam, Huchas Tumas Eichmann, perhaps we could plug this Rambam into Huchas Bitul Chametz as well. Bitul Chametz, true, according to Rambam, Rashi, and Ramban, has nothing to do with Chashim Mishpat. It's a isavet arachayim tikadin, but it's a din that very, very, very much is a result of what? Of machshava. It is machshava. That's the essence of bittul. What was the lashon Rambam Perek Beis Aleph? Yachshei beliboy shein lechometz klal kol ma sheyesh lo kafa di alma tashbisu tavatlon hashbos v'leizu. That's all machshava tikadinin. So the chayra. The Rambam in Chos Tumas Eichlin will tell you the Machshava Tekedinim. Reuven is going to be Chayshev on Shimon's property. That doesn't make any sense. You need Bailos to be Chayshev. And since you need Bailos to be Chayshev, now I understand the Gemara fully well. Pesach the Bava Reveis. And Shnei Dvav Eidim B'Shisa Shel Adam. This is Nish Bailos Gemura. Why not? Ayin Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday part of this week. Ravens, Ptzaisim, Ritvos, whatever you thought the reason was that you shouldn't have been over by Rabbi Matz in the first place, whatever you think Rabbi Loza meant, what Amishas Shalad, whatever deficiency and Chisaron and Bailas that you thought of earlier in the week, that Kufa is what is preventing you from being Mavatel, Yechomet, after this Mani Surai. Because that deficiency has kicked in, so you nisht Bailam. Nisht Bailam, you can't create a Chalois in Yisav Heter that requires Ratzon, similar to the Rambam Yechus Tumasaych. So now everyone realizes why I put the Rambam on. It's poshut, right? Isn't it obvious? This Rambam is... Oh, I just lost the guys again. Wait, go to that. Go back a little. Rambam says that Kashbach gave Moshe Rabbeinu, a break in between the different parshas. Chumash, the Zbainim in parsha to parsha. You need time to digest, you need time to think. So I think this whole setup over here is very much in sync with that. I just told you Rambam, just connected the dots to Rambam, to Matzah. You need some time. I guess we need more time because we just lost it again. We need a time to be zoined in between these bananas. Oh. Okay. So we're just over that we were here to the whole day as this bananas been partial of Pasha. Okay. So now we have this Rambam. And we're very comfortable now, right? Everyone's pretty comfortable. Guys sitting back, relaxed here. Day before Purim, everyone's in a good mood. We have a beer in the Rambam. We have a little bit of shivatari about the Masechta. We're good to go. We feel great about ourselves, right? Pat ourselves on the back. Yeah. Rabbi say, if we're going to build this entire edifice based on this Rambam, we better make sure we understand this Rambam properly. Because, as we said multiple times, if you want to derive from A to B, you better make sure you understand A very, 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 very well. In order to understand that one word that the Rambam snuck in, in order to understand what something is about, it's always important to understand where you got it from. How did the Rambam know that? Where in the world did the Rambam know that? The Rambam almost makes it sound like it was part of the halacha mashlim. The Rambam says, "Allah dinim of hekshu be'a shmul amdu." If the Rambam puts this in by the dinim of hekshu, the Rambam seems to understand this was part of the halacha mashlim. It's quite a surprise because the Rishonim said they never heard of it. The Rashi ben Chulin and the Flamel Aleph quotes this. Rambam says never heard of such a thing. There's no such a law. There never was, never is. The Gemara Rotsim yeah, Ritzan Abayim, Baylam Mandoch Hashemayim. There's no dinim Ritzan Abayim. So where did the Rambam get it from? So there is a fascinating ktos. It tells us what to say about this Rambam also, because the ktos realized right away that this is not just a tum v'tara Rambam. You know, if it was just a tum v'tara Rambam, then the ktos would have probably spoken about Sheh Shmaitz. Sheh Shmaitz is also a lot of klom of suffering tumas. Ktos is pretty much, you know, chayshe mishpat. By the way, when you get to Lani this week's parsha, it says Ashnei Ktos Achoshen a few times. It also says Avni Lului in the parsha also. So try to figure out how many Sfarim are named in this week's parsha. A lot of them. A lot of Sfarim in this week's parsha. So comes the Ktos and says this Rambam is loaded in Dina Momentus for the following reason. The Ktos gives us a fascinating insight into what the Rambam is all about. There is a Gemara that appears actually at the end of the first parak of Pesachim, in the sugyas of Reb Chinas Kadakonim. Some of you may have learned some of those dafim. Part of it appears in Sechus Chul in the end of the second parak also, similar sugyas. The Gemara talks about the possibility of Besar HaKarbonos becoming Hushal HaKabotuvu. Obviously, there's a sugya of Besar HaKarbonos becoming Tomei. It's a pasuk in Chumash. A Besar Sheri, Gaba Chol Tomei, Lo Yeyochel. I mean, obviously, there's a din of Tumas HaBosel, the Gaba HaKarbonos. That's like a no-brainer, pasuk in Chumash. But the Gemara raises the question, don't Besar HaKarbonos require Hechsher? If the rule isn't Chiyut HaMai Mozera, isn't it obvious that any din of Tumas Eichlin was, the prerequisite was Hechsher? So the Gemara is a startling possibility that maybe no. Maybe out of all the foods in the world, karbonos don't need hechsher. My high. A regular apple requires hechsher. Maybe besara korban doesn't require hechsher. Possible. Anyone know what that's called? Why would you say such a wild thing? Anyone know what that's called? We're lost.
Like the Hasidic should just do like a call number.
Whatever we gotta do something. Okay. We didn't forget you. We didn't forget you. Okay, don't worry, we didn't say anything yet. So basically, in order to appreciate this Rambam, which is going to become the cornerstone for our entire understanding of why he required some degree of bailos for Bitul Chometz, we have to really understand this Rambam. This is the source of the Rambam. So in order to appreciate what the Ketzais is about to tell us, we need a little bit of a background information about Tumas HaEichlin, in particular about Tumas HaEichlin of Kotchim. Because the Gemara raises the question that maybe, Besar Kotchim, Besar Korban, of all strange things, does it require Hechsher? An apple of Chulin requires Hechsher. Maybe an apple of Truma requires it. Maybe meat of Kotchim doesn't. Why? Chibas HaKodesh Machshir Asai. What does Chiba mean? The dearness. The value, the preciousness of Kodesh, that goof is a machshir. What? Chulin is a shvach thing. What's an apple? Until it has hechsher, it's a garnish. Hechsher will enable it to be subject to tuba. Whereas a davash of kodesh, chibas a kodesh machshirata, chibas a kodesh machshirata. Yeah.
Yes. Is Chibah HaKodesh a rule d'oraisa?
That's a gufa, sofka the Gemara. The Gemara's not sure. That's part of this very sugya in Pesachim about whether Chibah HaKodesh is d'oraisa or d'rabban. According to some, it's d'oraisa. So if it's d'oraisa, then you don't even have to talk about Hechsher by Karbanos. It's a moot question. If it's on the d'rabban, then we have to discuss it. This is all part of the background. So before I get to the punchline of the Ketzais, we may not even get to it until after Purim, the punchline of the Ketzais. But I have to share with you the following, which is I can't hold back. Is the concept of Chibas HaKodesh. Devarim Shebekedusha, even if they're dry, so they're a little shvach, or shriveled up, what you're lacking in terms of physical water, Chibas HaKodesh, Machsharatai, it's gavaldik, mayredik. Anyone ever sings Miris on Shabbos? Berkel Elyon? Kol shomer shabbos kados mechaloi hein hechsher chibas kodesh garolo. Anyone bother to think about what those words mean? Kol shomer shabbos kados mechaloi. Anyone who keeps Shabbos from being mechalo keeps the kadas uchadin hein hechsher chibas kodesh garolo. His gairo, his lot, is chibas. He's a chibas a kodesh. He's a chibas a carbon. It's a Zah Kedusha. The Shem Shabbos is like, Hein Hechsher Chibas Kedush. Of all modern ways to describe the Shem Shabbos, that's the kind of beginning guy pat in the back. Rabbi Yid, you close your store for Shabbos. Du bist a dry piece of kosher meat. That's you. How many times have you sang this, Miris? Who here thought about that? A lot of query about what in the world is Balzem, what this Piyot meant with that marshal. Nobody thought about this? Okay. Pay attention to the Haftarah tomorrow. Kol Shomer Shabbos Kados Mechaloi. That phrase, Shomer Shabbos Mechaloi, where does that appear? Where's that paraphrase from? Tomorrow's Haftarah. This should be Mutzke. Shomer Shabbos Mechaloi. That's what it says. Shomer Shabbos Mechaloi, right? The Navi in Yeshayahu refers to the Shomer Shabbos as the Shomer Shabbos Mechaloi. The one who Shomer Shabbos from being Mechaloi. He's not Mechaloi Shabbos, he's the Shomer Shabbos Mechaloi. When the Paitan wrote this Piyut, this Zemer, Kol Shomer Shabbos Kados Mechaloi, there's no question in my mind he had his eyes on this Pasuk in Yeshayahu. What does the Pasuk in Yeshayahu say? Tomorrow's after. You must have heard it 1,000 times in your life. What does it say? A person comes to a Kaddish Baruch Hu and says, I'm a nothing. How does he describe himself as being a nothing? I'm so not choshev. I'm so mean and so worthless. How does he describe himself? Who remembers? Hein ani, what does he say? Hein ani, eitz yovesh. Remember? I'm a dry piece of wood. He comes to Rabbi Yochanan and says, I'm a nothing. He's a sorus. Somebody, he's not going to have any children, either literally or figuratively. I have no hemshech, I have nothing. Hey, any eitz yavesh, I'm a dried up piece of wood, I'm nothing. What do you want, Marshall? You can't possibly have any shaychas to me. What am I? Well, I'm nothing, zero. Hey, any eitz yavesh. What does the Marshall respond? Koy amar Hashem. Well, so receive Mashiach Yishmeru Hashem Sosai. Uvacharu Mashiach Chafatzti. Asher Yishmeru Hashem Sosai. If you're Hashem Shabbos, you're not an eitz yavesh. That's the Baruch Shem's response. Du bist Hashem Shabbos, you're not a dry piece of wood. Can someone explain to me the Shach V'Tayr, the discussion that's going on? You can listen to this after tomorrow, and you have to stop and ask yourself. The guy says to Baruch Shem, I'm a dry piece of wood. Baruch Shem, no, you're not, you're Shem Shabbos. Someone explain to me what the answer was? The Gemara says, in Masechet Pesach, at the end of the first parak, and the second parak of Chulin, Chibas HaKodesh, it's an unbelievable thing. Chibas HaKodesh can take certain items. Not only are they dry, they didn't have hechsher, and they're subject to tumah. Anyone know what else Chibas HaKodesh can do? Can take non-food items and make them subject to tumah as well. It's wild. It's crazy. What kind of thing is that? What's the example of the Gemara of a non-food item? If it's Kodesh Lashem, if it's a Korban Lashem, it's also subject to Tuma. It's also Choshev. Anyone know what the example the Gemara gives is? What? Atzei HaMarach. Eitz Ba'alma. Eitz Yovesh. That's the example the Gemara gives. So there's a din. If you best an Eitz Yovesh, you're a dried out piece of wood. You have two strikes against you. You're wood, you're not even food. And you're dry, you're not Moshul Kabbal Tuma. But if you're Kodesh Lashem, you're going off Mizbeach. So then, you're a whole other level. You're like a good piece of meat. You're like a good wet apple. You're like a good kosher piece of food. Even though physically you're lacking all the characteristics of chashivus of food. You were never washed off. You never gave it contact with a liquid. You're not even edible. No one would ever think of biting on a piece of wood. You have nothing going for you. Chibas HaKodesh Mashiach. The Baruch Shalom turns to the people who are complaining and saying they're Eitzim Yaveshim, they're dried out, there's nothing to them. They have no liquid to them, there's no water to them, there's nothing to them, nothing fresh to them, they're zero. The Baruch Shalom says to them, I can give you a way to become very, very choshev. To Chibas HaKodesh. Chibas HaKodesh is not just Mikdash. Shabbos is a bechina of Chibas HaKodesh as well. And that's why the Navi responds back, Hein Ani Eitz Yavesh, no! You're not an Eitz Yovesh. Du bist Hashem Shabbos. Shomer Shabbos Bechal Eloi. You're choshev to me, the Rebbe Shalom says. You're like a good, luscious piece of wet fruit. Like a good piece of wet meat. A good piece of food ready to be eaten. But I'm an Eitz Yovesh. But you're Chibas HaKodesh. That's what the Paitan had in mind when he wrote those words. Kol Shomer Shabbos Kados Bechal Eloi. Ayein the Pasuk in Ishayo. Tomorrow's Haftarah. You bist the Shom Shabbos Bechal Eloi, Ayin Ishayo, Hein Hech Shechibas, Kodesh Gor Eloi. Your Mukshul, your Chibas HaKodesh. Your Goyrol is Mukshul Kabbal Tumma. Your Goyrol is, you're like a Besar Kotchim, because Shabbos is a Mekadesh, like Mizbeach is a Mekadesh, Shabbos is a Mekadesh as well. So why did the Paitan put this phrase into this Zemer? What does this have to do with Hashem Shabbos, Abayin of us, or Kel Yerotz, or Kimin Chomach of us? So the Gemara has another example of a Dava Kodesh that's dried out. It was never really exposed properly to oil. A Gridshel Menachas, the Gemara says. If you have a griddle cake, if you have a piece of dried out mincha on the frying pan that never really was exposed properly to the oil, so the Gemara says, this is also Chibas HaKodesh. What's that called, Rabbi Isaac? A mincha alwa? Mincha alachavas. That's the refrain of that zemer. Hashom Mishabos, Habeinim Abbas, Lakel Yerotsu. Yerotsu is a Russian Ritzi of Kabonus. Shabbos is a ritzui, the kabonos, kimincha nachmas, like a dried out flower offering. Even though the mincha nachmas is also not hukshul kabal tuba, but chibz chadish b'chsharta. Shabbos is also hukshul kabal tuba. It's also chibz chadish b'chsharta. That's the pashtus, what that zemer is all about. So, what does that have to do with us? Nothing. I mean, that was the background. That was the background to appreciating and understanding what it means to discuss a davash al kodesh to become tamei. But the Gemara, as Mr. Walter said correctly, presents the possibility that maybe chibus hakodesh is only a chumah midrabanan. The whole song is only midrabanan. It's a drabanan dikur song. Maybe midaraisa, it's not clear in the Gemara. Maybe it's not a din deraisa. Maybe midaraisa, a korban can only become hukshul kabatuma if it really, really experienced heksha mamish, water. So Gemara says, how did it get wet? Where did it get wet from exactly? I have a piece of meat. How did it get wet? Where did it get wet? Somebody washed it off. Not so simple. So the answer to that question, how do you have a piece of meat that became hukshul kabatuma, assuming you need hukshul, according to one opinion of the Gemara, you don't even need hukshul kabatuma. Chibus hakodesh b'chsharta. But according to the other possibility that there is no real din min ha-teira, so it's a chumah midrabanan called chibus hakodesh. So how did the b'sar kodesh get wet? Wet with what? Wet with what? Wet with water. Not so simple. So the answer to that question, wet with what, is going to be the background to the Shita Sarama. And only the Ktzos, not only the Ktzos, but the Ktzos is one of those few people in the world that connected the dots and realized that the answer to that question, wet with what, how did that Pesach Korbanos become Hukshel HaKabatuma, ultimately sets the stage for the Shita Sarama in Hukhas Tumas Eichlin, Perkin Beis Lach Aleph, which ultimately sets the stage for understanding why the Rambam requires bailos for bitul chametz. So it's one line at Gemara. You can't be mevatel what you don't know. According to Tosfos and the Rambam, that was easy. But according to Rashi and the Rambam and the Rambam, it's far from easy. The answer lies in uchas tumas eichlin. But before we can even begin to extrapolate from uchas tumas eichlin, we really require a lot more of a better understanding what what's going on in that Rambam uchas tumas eichlin. Hopefully, Mr. Shem will continue with this. So tomorrow, we'll have regular Seder tomorrow, and then we'll have some, hopefully, some Purim related shiur. Something that we'll figure out what we'll do tomorrow. And we'll have Mumak Shava Purim night, Mr. Shem, together, Mr. Shem, tomorrow night. And then Sunday, we're back. Right? We're not in Yirmu Kevas Chaymah, so we're not a Purim Mishulash, last that we checked. Sunday Shiur Zoom, why? What?
That was the email they sent out.
I mean, also,
I don't.
Okay. Bye.